The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
How to hunt pheasants. Today we're going to talk about three strategies. Welcome to the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about pheasant hunting. Specifically, three different ways that you can get started, that you can get out there, or maybe you can get out there more to hunt pheasants. So these are going to be in order of ease and practicality and what works best. So first and foremost, the best way, the number one way, the preferred way to go out hunting pheasants is with a bird dog. You need a dog that can literally just zigzag and go through the brush, through high brush, tall brush, thickets, sniff out dogs or sniff out birds, chase out birds, flush birds, or certain breeds are better at pointing at birds and then you sort of walk in and flush them out. But the idea is basically the dog helps you locate the bird and or chases the bird till the bird gets so startled that it takes flight and jumps into the air, and then you're able to take a shot at it with your shotgun. That is pretty much the gist of it. Certain dogs and certain breeds work better for different things, and you can get into that. But chances are, if you're a new hunter, you don't have a bird dog, so you need to find somebody who does have a bird dog. That's usually the best place to get started, as opposed to going out there and getting a dog, and then how are you going to train the dog if you don't know anything about it? So your best bet is to try to find somebody with a dog and go out with them. But basically, you're walking through high brush, tall grass, thickets of stuff, and that dog is sniffing out pheasants and looking for them and pointing to them and or just barreling in after them and just startling them to the point where they jump off the ground and take flight. Now, pheasants would usually, they would rather walk away or run away, but when they get startled and they think that danger is near, they will just burst out of the brush and fly into the air and escape like that. So it can be quite exciting, actually, because they'll go from completely motionless to just exploding out of that brush and taking to the sky. And that's the rush, that's the thrill, that's why people do it. Now, you know, to be practical for new hunters, okay, what if you don't have a dog? What if you don't know anybody with a dog? Then what do you do? Okay, so the number two strategy for hunting pheasants is you want to go out with other people. At least one other person, two or three more people works better. And the idea is you're going to walk through thick brush. You're going to walk, you know, you might all be 10, 15, 20 feet apart. You might walk in a wave and you might sweep through some thick brush and try to kick out some birds. You got to really think about and practice safety when it comes to shooting and know who's going to take what shot and really have in your mind's eye, you know, what your shooting angles are going to be so that you don't put anybody else at risk. But this is a legitimate strategy. I mean, they taught it to us at the hunter safety course, right? You're walking through fields looking for pheasants. You got three people just walking across a field and everybody has a cone of shooting. you know, to their side and in front of them, and you don't shoot outside of that cone, so you never swing that shotgun far enough to be aimed towards someone else. So this would be the number two method for going out and hunting pheasants. You find a good pheasant area. Maybe it's a place that's stocked. Maybe it's a place, depending on where you are, there's a pheasant population there. And, you know, this time of year especially, we're looking at, you know, early winter. In a lot of places, this is prime pheasant hunting time. People prefer to hunt in the fall because it's warmer. But, you know, after Christmas is prime pheasant hunting time in a lot of jurisdictions. And it can actually be easier to hunt now because, you know, things aren't as grown up as they were. You can walk through stuff a little easier on foot. And you can hunt, I think, a little easier without a dog this time of year. Always it's going to be easier with a dog, but it's not going to be as, you know, as difficult without a dog now versus, you know, early season when things are thicker and brushier and denser. So get out there with a few people. Now, of course, then you have, you know, all right, well, I don't have a dog and I don't have anybody else to go with. It's just me. So then you have the solo pheasant hunting strategy. Now, there are, you know, there's a handful of approaches. I'm going to focus on two. The traditional and what I think is a little better informed approach. The traditional approach is basically just you go out there by yourself and you storm through thick brush and wear out your boots until you kick up some pheasants and are able to get a shot at them. A lot of walking, a lot of work. It can be tough, but it works. It does work. People legitimately are taking daily limits doing this. And if you're not afraid of walking and you got some thick pants, then it's not a bad strategy. What I think the slightly better approach to solo hunting is it's going to be more like turkey hunting, actually, than pheasant hunting. Pheasants will call. They will make noise and they will answer calls sometimes. More so in the morning or maybe the late afternoon. But early morning, pheasants are more vocal. Almost all birds are more vocal. Turkeys are more vocal. And pheasants are in the turkey family. Or maybe turkeys are in the pheasant family. Depends on how you look at it and which classification you're going after. But they're closely related. Early in the morning, pheasants, especially roosters, they'll call. They've got this... it's a bit of a chortle or a cackle. It kind of sounds like a choked up Jake call for a young turkey or something like that. But it's they've got this sort of chortle, this cackle of a call that they'll put out there. And if you don't know what it is, you've probably heard it and just it never registered. But once you know what it is, you can hear it from it feels like a mile away. You're like, oh, that was a pheasant. Other people be like, what do you talk about? But once you know that sound, it's a very distinct sound. Now, they make other noises, but that's the loudest, the most distinct one. And what you can do is you can get a pheasant call. Or you can just go out early in the morning and you listen for where the pheasants are, or you call and try to get some pheasants to respond to you.
Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations, and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
And then you sneak towards where they were, and then once you get right on top of that area, then you try to flush them. You try to just pound that brush and get them to flush. And I think this is a much better approach if you got the patience, if you're able to get there early, and you know, if you're willing to just put in a little time to learn how to use a pheasant call. And I think this can actually work out pretty good for the solo hunter. Last time I was out hunting pheasants, there was a guy there leaving with his limit for the day. This is what he was doing. He got there about 9 o'clock in the morning, and he had his pheasant calls. He located a couple, found them, chased them into some real heavy brush. He said at one point he actually had to get on his hands and knees and climb down into the really heavy undergrowth brush to push them out so they would run out, because you couldn't even fly out of that stuff. It was so thick. And he was able to get them out, and then he was able to chase them into the air and take them down. And, you know, this strategy, I think it is, if you're going to hunt pheasants by yourself, I would recommend, unless you just got some time to kill, you know, or you just want to go out for a few hours, but if you're really thinking about hunting pheasants yourself, I think this solo strategy is probably the best way to go. Get out there early, listen for the birds, call for them, try to locate them, because it's tough to just try to beat down 100 acres of brush by yourself, especially because, you know, pheasants, if they hear you from far enough away, they'll just walk away. You almost have to get close enough to them. You got to sneak up on them and then startle them, right? It's kind of like that. You got to sneak up on them, and then you got to rush in and try to startle them out. Now, there's a bunch of other things. You know, we can't cover everything there is to cover about pheasant hunting in this episode, but there's just a bunch of other little things. And I'm focusing here on the solo hunter, the solo strategy. If you're a new hunter or if you're new to pheasant hunting, you probably don't have a dog. You probably don't have a friend with a dog. Because if you did, you just go to them. They'd help you. They'd fill you in. They'd walk you through the ropes. And a lot of new hunters, they don't have other hunters to hunt with. So the solo strategy is a big one. So some advanced tips here on the solo strategy. You can locate the pheasants. One of the pheasants' most detrimental enemies, mortal enemies, is a hawk. Pheasants hate hawks. Several different kind of hawks, depending on what hawks live in your area. Might be a red-tail hawk. Could be any number. But they make hawk calls. And for pheasant hunting, although they're also useful for other kinds of hunting, like crow hunting and other things. But when pheasants hear a hawk, they will freeze in place, because they do not want to give away their position. They don't want that hawk to see them moving. They'll freeze. So a strategy that people have used to effect is you call for pheasants. They answer you. You figure out where they are. You then blow a hawk call to freeze those pheasants in place. They're now terrified there's a hawk over, so they don't run away while you sneak up on them or try to get close enough to flush them out. And then you get right up on top of them, and then you rush in there. You got a flourish of stomping and just breaking through that brush, trying to get them to take flight. And this actually can work to some effect if you practice some and you get a feel for, you know, how pheasants react and things like that. It's a legitimate strategy. Another thing to know about pheasants is that they are anxious, antsy birds. And if they hear you walking close to them, not close enough to flush them, but close, they know you're walking, they hear where you're coming from, where they're going to, they feel safe because they know where you are. If you stop, I mean dead stop, no movement, no sound, complete quiet for 60 seconds, they can get so anxious, so afraid, because they think something has found them, is sneaking up on them, is moving in. They can't hear it. Might be like a bobcat or a coyote picked up the scent, and they've gone into stealth mode, and they're about to pounce on that pheasant. So people actually flush pheasants by just stopping and waiting, getting that bird so anxious and so bothered that it just jumps into the air and takes flight because it thinks that a predator is about to pounce on it and it can't hear them anymore and they don't know where they're at, so they're just going to fly out of there. So that's something to keep in mind. If you think you're close, but you haven't been able to get right on top of them, just do a dead stop. All sound, all movement, just complete silence. And sometimes they will just take to the sky afraid and anxious. So, you know, and then it's just a matter of working on your shooting skills in terms of, you know, doing some clay shooting can really help. Sporting clays get you build that skill set of shooting pheasants on the wing. But I hope those strategies are helpful for you. That's the basics, the basic three strategies for pheasant hunting, for getting started, getting out there, covering some ground, and hopefully eating some delicious pheasants. So head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, for more information, show notes, and other episodes on this subject and others. So till next time, God bless you guys, and go get them in the woods.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be
one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be
one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude.
Wow. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.